Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. An attorney for the state of Alaska says it would be confusing and deceptive to call a candidate nonpartisan if that person is a nominee for a political party. Laura Fox made that argument yesterday in asking the Alaska Supreme Court to reverse a lower court ruling that cleared the way for independents to run in Democratic Party primaries. Independent is a general term that describes individuals who are registered as nonpartisan or undeclared. The court did not immediately rule. The Alaska Democratic Party challenged the state law requiring that primary election candidates be registered members of the party whose nomination they are seeking. A Superior Court judge said the state was restricting their attempt to appeal to independent voters by not allowing unaffiliated candidates to participate in Democratic primaries. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is shutting down sport fishing for king salmon this weekend on most of the inside waters of southeast Alaska because of conservation concerns. Anglers cannot keep king salmon in many parts of the region except the outer coast starting April 1st. The measures are meant to conserve non-hatchery wild kings returning to spawn in rivers in southeast Alaska and British Columbia. Waterways have seen historically low runs in recent years and are not expected to meet Fish and Game's goals for spawning fish. Three rivers, the Unic near Ketchikan, King Salmon and Seymour Canal, and Chilkat River near Haines, are listed as stocks of concern for continuing low returns. But Fish and Game says wider restrictions are needed to protect fish returning to other rivers in southeast, like the Stikine River near Wrangell and the Taku River near Juneau. The department has even closed a portion of Beam Canal north of Ketchikan to all salmon fishing year-round, and the department says fishery managers in Canada are considering similar restrictions for sport and commercial fishing. Southeast commercial winter troll fishery closed March 15th, and a limited spring season is expected only around hatchery sites and on the outer coast. Alaska Seaplanes say they will add a new flight between Juneau and Whitehorse. That's a big deal for travelers in southeast Alaska because it opens up international travel directly from the capital city, which has not existed for quite some time. Alaska Seaplanes General Manager Carl Ramseth says he hopes his company will begin flying to Canada's Yukon Territory soon.
We are very excited about this new route, and we're looking forward to being able to announce the details of the days of the week and the times of day.
Ramseth says the company is still waiting for authority from Transport Canada to receive their Foreign Air Operator Certificate, which will allow Alaska Seaplanes to operate scheduled flights into Whitehorse. Ramseth says the company has been working on the Juneau-Whitehorse route since 2015. Weather forecast calls for sunny skies for today, high temperature between 45 and 50 degrees.